bitch. I'm a bad bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. Can't get off the bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Nah, you know I'm that bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. I am that bitch. I'm a bad bitch.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to That Bitch Podcast. Hope your past, month was good. Mine has been absolutely insane, from yard work to shit at work happening, and then getting sick this past week. So I'll show you a little tour here of what we were working on for what was like 2 weeks. So adding all this dirt you see behind me right here to beside the house to level it out. Plus then we built this fence for the garden so that the dogs could not go in it. And I'll show you what the garden looks like right now. Peep it out. There's the garden in progress. Then I put up my pool this past week. Have not gone in it yet because been busy, and then it's been cold and then raining, and the dogs are going ow insane. So yeah, it's been a very busy past month, plus then just being exhausted from doing a bunch of yard work, and also then having no motivation. My god, the dogs are being little shits. So it's been very hard to like even want to podcast because I've been so tired and exhausted, and but I figured it was time, and I'm like, let's just chill outside even though it's like kind of raining outside, but you know what, fuck it. So what else has been new with me? I had a job interview and then realized the base salary for it was only 50k and I'm already at 60. And then it's like plus commission because it's a sales thing. But it's like, do I want to leave a reliable job that has good pay for a job that I might end up hating and not being good at? So, kind of luckily I never got a job offer for it. So, still applying at other places. What else? No update on the sex life. I haven't fucked for months now. But I'm also not like wanting to. I'm not needing to. I don't have the urge or the will to do it. I don't know. I really got to get back on the dating apps because I go to LA in like 2 months-ish. And I need to meet some new people so that I can go meet them there. Because I really want to go to the bars there. But I don't want to go by myself because I don't know what they're like. I also don't know how much it costs to get into these bars there. It could be like $20, $50. Could be free. I don't know. Plus, if I go with some dude from there, maybe I'll get in free. Even better. I honestly kind of feel like my life is at a standstill. Like, I'm not progressing in my career because I don't consider my job what I have a career. I don't want to fucking stay in a call center, God, no. I have not found a house and trying to pay off a line of credit. Not a fun time, nor is it easy. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I'm stuck, and I hate feeling that way. I mean, I'm probably not the only one who ever feels stuck, but yeah, I don't know. Whoops, dropping the little mic. Okay, so this episode, I was going to tell some of my, I guess, stoner stories, because back in, like, grade 11 and 12, I used to smoke a lot of weed, and I don't know a whole bunch anymore, but I remember in grade like 9 and 10, I was so against drugs, like super against it, to the point that like I was like dating, I swear to God, everybody I dated was either doing drugs or selling drugs or whatever back in high school, and I would always like give them shit all the time, and then a few years later, guess who's doing a lot of weed, me. So I remember the first time ever like smoking weed, it was in high school. I remember going to the football field and then kind of going a little bit further out near like the edge so nobody could really see you in like a little group in a little circle, and we had smoked a joint. Of course, when you first smoke weed for the first time, you never really feel it, and that's exactly how it was. But then after that, I get fucked up. I remember this one time, and I remember hanging out with this one girlfriend of mine that she had a bunch of crystals on, like, the bottom of her, whatchamacallit, grinder, and we smoked an entire bowl of crystals from, like, the weed. You know what I mean? Not like crystal meth, gross, but like crystals from the weed when you grind it, blah, 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 whatever. And holy hell, I inhaled way too much. I was so fucked up going to watch the talent show at school was an absolute struggle. I feel like I was like half dying, half like totally zoned out. I remember going to like the cosmetology class and looking in the mirror and being like, what is life? Am I here? My mouth was so dry because of the pasties. And I was like flipping the fuck out. So luckily the one friend that I had smoked it with, we had like went and sat down together side by side. And like a bunch of the girls could tell I was like really fucked up. And they're like, are you okay? I said, no, I am not okay at all. And they're like dying laughing. And I'm just like, oh my God, I'm fucked. I don't even remember the rest of that day. Cause that would have been like third period, then around lunchtime. I don't even remember the rest of that day. Cause usually I would like smoke weed, then maybe one class or two classes, then I'd go home. Yeah, that was just probably one of the most like scarier times that I was still smoking weed, and it didn't like scare me from stopping smoking it, but it was one of those like wholly intense times. And then I remember times oh, there's Charlie. Oh, he's got a mosquito on his nose. I hit the mosquito on his nose and it busted in blood. That's gross. All over my finger. Cool. So anyways, when I was dating my one serious boyfriend, we were together for like 2 years. He was the one that I mainly smoked most of the weed with. That's when we kind of like, I would say, well, we started dating what, in like grade 12? He's grade 11. Yes, because then he was my grade 12 grad date and I was his. That's right. Kind of worked out pretty good. PB just came outside. Every lunch break, everything, they would always be smoking weed. Oh my God. Phoebe's so excited. If you can see the camera, you can see the doggos. I just remember... Hi, Phoebe. Okay, where was I? Phoebe interrupted me. So every lunch break, they would always go to his truck outside in the parking lot. Behind the school, of course. That's where like all the student parking was. And everybody would go into his truck, all of his stoner friends, and me be in the front because I was the girlfriend. Damn right, the girlfriend always sits in the fucking front. And if you're in the front seat, get the fuck to the back. Anyways, I kicked many people out of that front seat because fuck you guys. Yeah. So we'd all go into his truck and then smoke a bunch of weed and then they go to school or go back to class. Yeah, I remember like the most probably ghetto thing. Well, there's two ghetto things. When you use like the butter knives and you heat them up with the lighter or like a torch, I guess, and they would smoke, what was it, oil or like dabs, or you could use like a little piece of weed and then you put it in between the knives to like burn it and then inhale it. Yeah, that was an interesting way to do it as well. And I think the one thing that when we had smoked at the one time that scared me the most, because it got me way too fucking high and it was the end of the day and I was like, fuck this shit, I am not, like, I can't deal. So I would just drive home and then pass out to get the high over with. It was at a Gatorade, out of a Gatorade bottle. So in the lid, you would like put a little hole in it. What is it, like a nut or a bolt or whatever, the one that has the hole on both sides. And you put the little bud in there, piece of weed. And then you put like a burner hole near the end of the Gatorade bottle so that you could inhale it, right? And so you would burn the weed so that it would go into the bottle, and then you would take the lid off and go all of that fucking smoke, right? And I was so fucked up. I was freaking out and coughing like a motherfucker. I've never actually greened out from smoking weed, but my lungs were a hurting. And after that, I actually quit smoking weed for 2 or 3, maybe even 4 years, I think, after that. Because I had to drive home after that, and I was freaking the fuck out. And, like, driving high, not a good idea. Not at all. It was like your reaction time is so much slower, and that's what scared me. So I was like, yeah, I'm done smoking weed. This is not my thing. And then it made me really anxious on top of that. It was just not a good time whatsoever. So then that kind of ends the whole high school of smoking weed. Because, yeah, I was always just in his truck, at lunch, at break, blah, 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 repeat every single freaking day until that last time when I got way too high and freaked the fuck out. So then I stopped. Now, some stories, some chronicles that happened after the fact are interesting and slightly embarrassing, traumatizing, maybe painful, but not for me. Not painful for me. Okay, I had to change locations because the fucking dogs kept barking and way too loud back there. So, I'm going to repeat what I had just said. One of the funny slash traumatizing times of smoking weed when I was hanging out with a dude that I always had like a crush on for so long, and went over to his house. And he had like these two really big fat cats. Very cute. I don't talk to this guy anymore. No idea if I still have him on any social media. No idea if he even looks at my shit. I don't even look at his shit because I could just care less. Actually, I think I still have him on Snapchat, and I'm pretty sure he looks at my stories. Anyways, we were hanging out, and he's big, like, weed smoker, and I was like, sure, because I was like, well, fuck it, you know, tried it again. And for somebody who is prone to getting the pasties, ignore my, like, cut lip right here. Ugh, fuck it. For someone who's known to getting the pasties and, like, dry mouth, not a good idea to smoke weed, get extremely high, suck dick and fuck. Not a good idea, because I'm pretty sure when I was sucking dick or attempting to, I probably got a little bit of teeth on there, I think. Like, oops. Yeah. And when I get dry mouth from smoking weed, drinking water does not help whatsoever. I think it just, like, has to naturally go away, and then I'll get saliva back. That's, like, whenever I try to smoke weed and, like, make out with somebody, or they want me to, like, suck their dick after or something, and then I'm like, okay, we're gonna have to make out for a bit, because I have no saliva in my mouth whatsoever. I can't even swallow nothing, because it's a dry mouth. I'm just like, nothing. If my mouth is going on anything, it's gonna get stuck. So, I sort of feel bad for that guy because I probably got like the worst of my sucking dick abilities because my mouth was so dry and it was just not a good time. Because then I'm also like, I'm not really fully there because whenever I smoke weed, I'm like, zone the fuck out, right? And I don't know about anybody else, but for me, I can like barely pay attention to what's happening. It's like the one reason why I also stopped smoking weed was because I get really, really anxious. And then it's like you're sitting there, right? And normally your mind, body, does what it needs to do on itself without having to be like, move hand, move arm, move finger, move, well, whatever. But when I'm smoking weed, I'm like, freak the fuck out. I'm literally like, how do I move my body? How do I do this? How do I do that? So I'm like, freaking the fuck out. So I remember another time, another little chronicle, another story was when I was at one of my friend's houses. They had like an acreage, and I remember, I think, I don't know if it was the boyfriend that I was with for 2 years or the one ex that we always like came to each other back and forth all the time. It was just whatever, because these guys are both ended up being friends with this couple from high school, and they had trampolines. So not a great idea to smoke a lot of weed when you haven't smoked weed in like maybe 2 years at that time, and then jump on a trampoline. I was sketched the fuck out. So first I was sitting on
the chair. Or no, I think I was trampoline first, then I sat on the chair, and that's when I realized, I was like, oh my god, I can't move. So I smoked some weed. I think I had like one little hit. And then I'm like chilling. Then I'm jumping on the trampoline. I'm like, wow, I feel like really fucked. I'm like, maybe I should sit down. So I go. Sit on one of the chairs around whatever table we were outside. And then it's like I was frozen in the moment. I can see everything around me, process what's going on. It's in my head processing. But it's like, I can't move my arm. How do I move? How do I speak? It was like, I felt like a robot. That it was like, tell my brain to move my arm. I was freaking the fuck out. So after that, I quit smoking weed again. Because that's one of the main things that freaked me the fuck out. So, I literally just got a message. Oh, now I have a neighbor pulling up, I think. Possibly. No? Cool. I literally just got a message from this guy that always sends me fucking dick pics all the time on Snapchat. No, he's attractive. He's a hot dude. But it's like, you need to stop sending me that shit. I am not gonna have a conversation with you. For some reason, I posted this photo today on Snapchat and I got a bunch of messages like, oh my god, oh, I need my blood's working now or something. And it was just me, like, mirror pic in this, like, little jumpsuit thing. Well, I got pants on now, so you can't really see it, but on a side note, so one of my neighbors did just come flying home, not flying, but driving in. So, complicated kind of situation, because I don't know if you ever caught the ending of one episode, I was like, I think I want to fuck my neighbor. Well, one party that I was at the neighbor's house, it was a good old time, and then later I had went home, and the other guy that lives there too, because they both got the house together, messages me and was like on Facebook, oh, what's your Snapchat? So I gave it to him, never responded, never added me back. So then, different day, messaged him and I was like, you didn't add me back, and then he did. And then he's actually helping us out with a bunch of yard work and stuff. But my mom caught this vibe, and I kind of figured it too, that this one might like me. And I'm like, you know, I could see that. I mean, he is cute too, but definitely needs to trim that hair. I can't do long hair whatsoever. And then the other one that I originally am still like, I want to fuck. Just like, now doesn't really want to Snapchat me, doesn't really want to talk to me, nothing. And I'm like, well, shit, because now they both know that I Snapchat both of them, but I'm not like flirting with either of them. So I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. Did I fuck this shit up? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you won't go anywhere with either of them. Maybe it'll go somewhere with both of them. What about a threesome? I'd be down. Fuck it, you know? But yeah, those are just a few little weed stories. And I always thought my mom never knew that I was high. And then, like, later on, I'd find out that she totally knew I was stoned. Stoned. I hate that word. Stoned out of my mind. Even the word stoner, but the title of this episode is going to be The Stoner Chronicles, so fuck it. Yeah. Those are mainly the funny stories. I'm trying to think of anything else. Oops, my insides made a noise again. Does anybody else's insides ever just, like, randomly make a noise? If that makes sense. It's not like a burp sound or anything. It's like, I don't know what to fucking say. The fluids in your body? I don't fucking know. Anyways. What's a funny story? What else happened? What else happened in high school? I think mainly my lesson learned is not to smoke weed and fuck, because it never goes well. I'm usually dry mouth instantly. And nobody can suck dick on a dry mouth. And putting water in my mouth and then trying doesn't work either. So that lesson was very well learned. Yeah. I remember when we just started getting weed stores in Regina, and there was like the one on Park Street. You had to give them your ID to be able to get this little card that, yeah, you could buy something there. I remember buying these gummies, and the gummies were like, not that great. I think they have like 15 milligrams of like THC. I remember taking all three of them, felt nothing. So, because I used to just, like, smoke weed, drink a little, go to the bar, like, go to Gabbo's, woohoo, and I'd be good. It could be crunk, right? And then I would feel fine the next day. Maybe have one or two drinks at the bar, spend maybe 10, 15 bucks, and that would be it. Because I'm a cheap bitch, so I would not want to spend much money at the bar whatsoever. And, yeah, all of a sudden, it was, like, all the police were cracking down on everything, and then it was like a month or two later, all of a sudden legalized everywhere. Now we have a bunch of fucking weed stores. And shout out to the coffee shop. My friend Chris Fleming owns the coffee shop on Albert Street in Regina. Check it out. It's got a lot of cool shit. Yeah, it's just funny how it's like one month it's super legal, illegal, and then all of a sudden, oh my god, I can't talk. All of a sudden it is legal everywhere in Canada. And shops are fucking everywhere, popping up left and right. Pretty sure we have, like, streets that have three or four pot shops on one street. It's insane. It's like the gyms here. We'll have two gyms in a matter of a kilometer. Like, Jesus Christ, won't we have that many fucking gyms that close? But anywho, that is going to be this week's episode. I'm so sorry that it was taking me, like, a whole freaking month to record something. I'm gonna try not to do that again. Wait a month. It's just the motivation is hard to get when I'm exhausted physically, mentally, emotionally. So, yeah, it's a struggle. I definitely got to get the guests on that I have had planned for so long. And then I'm also debating if I should get, like, Sask Abortions, like Planned Parenthood and stuff, to come on the podcast and, like, talk about it. Because there's so much misinformation out there about abortions that makes it, like, there's no such thing. It's not pro-killing babies. It's pro-choice. We're not saying we want everybody to kill these babies. No, it's not it whatsoever. It's the pro-choice if you want to have a baby, if you don't want to have the baby. Because then it's like you tell a pro-lifer, oh, this, and that, and then you tell them about it could be like a rape story or whatever. But then like, well, that's a little different. Okay, so you are pro-choice then. Well, no. Well, yeah, if a rape story is different, and that's, oh, well, then it's okay. You're pro-choice right there. People are fucking stupid. Or they're saying, like, oh, at 6 weeks, it has a heartbeat, and you can feel its freaking fingers and toes. No, it's the size of a pea. Like, a pea in the pod. This shit's insane. But, yeah, I was debating on maybe inviting them to, like, a Zoom call or something, or even go to wherever, because I can make this portable just on my phone, and I can connect little tiny mics to everything. So I was thinking I might do that. And then I still gotta have the guests from the After Party podcast, possibly Dave Massabumbo on again, and my best friend needs to come on, my other friend Kat needs to come on still. Yeah, I've got a lot I want to do, but it's the motivation behind everything I don't have, and that's the struggle. Like, I haven't been to the gym in a month either, which is really shitty. But since I've been off of Avantil, I've lost 5 pounds now, which is good. Which sucks, it takes a month though to lose fucking 5 pounds. But I need to go back to the gym and actually lift weights again. And not just doing yard work. I mean, doing yard work and walking around does do a lot. Because I remember when I went to LA, when I was walking around for that week, I lost 5 pounds just from walking. I also went hiking, but I'm going to do it again. But yeah, make sure you like the podcast on YouTube, Twitter, follow Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of the above. Everything will be in the description below once again. If you want a discount on SoundCloud products, 10% of the proceeds go to helping marine life and helping all the fishies. Whenever you buy something, it helps the fishies. And yeah, also the towels from SoundCloud are amazing. You could put it in water and then like put it on the beach for a little bit and you got sand on it, shake it off. The sand will shake off. Any sand on that shit, shakes right off. It is amazing. I bought so much shit. I just want to buy more, more, more. It's a little pricey sometimes, but the best when they got sales. So that's whenever I buy my shit, when it's on sale too. If you want a little extra boost of a sale, the description and the discount code is all in my bio. So thank you guys all for tuning into this week's episode. Sorry, it's been a month and some. It's been a struggle, but I am back, baby. And here to stay, motherfuckers. So make sure you tune in a week and a half, because you never know what to use buddies going to next. Bye, bitches.